Brooklet Mayor Nicky Gwinnett gave his opening remarks at the groundbreaking ceremony by reflecting on the town's long-standing challenges due to a lack of a centralized sewer system. "A lot of you know that our town has struggled for many years without an alternative system. It's difficult to attract new restaurants and businesses downtown without reliable infrastructure," Gwinnett explained. He described the project as a transformative solution, stating, "We are here today to break ground on a long-term solution that will begin the process of reviving downtown Brooklet." Brooklet Mayor Nicky Gwinnett. Blake Williams. Gwinnett outlined the project's goals, which include constructing a large public pump station and connecting a 6-mile pipeline to Statesboro for wastewater treatment. He emphasized that the initiative will not only provide much-needed sewer relief to downtown businesses but also open the door for new commercial activity along Highway 80 and support the development of Southeast Bullock High School. "This will be the largest school in the county at full build-out, and this project will ensure it has the necessary sewer and water services," Gwinnett noted. Calling it the largest infrastructure project in Brooklet's history, Gwinnett acknowledged the 25 years of planning and effort it took to bring the project to fruition. He thanked former Brooklet Mayor Joe Grooms III for his leadership in getting the project moving, the City of Statesboro for agreeing to treat the wastewater, Bullock County Commissioners for granting access to rights of way, and state leaders for assisting with project financing. "This historic project is a testament to the cooperation and collaboration of everyone involved," Gwinnett concluded. Attendance at the Brooklet Statesboro Sewer Celebration. Blake Williams. Senator Billy Hickman delivered an energetic speech, emphasizing the importance of the project and the collaboration that made it possible. "If you're not fired up about this project, your wood is wet," he said, showing his excitement for the growth and opportunities it will bring to Brooklet and Bullock County. He described the project as a critical step for planned, smart growth in the region, stating, "There is no next year, it's happening now." Hickman thanked Mayor Jonathan McCaller and the City of Statesboro for their partnership with Brooklet, calling the collaboration between the two cities a prime example of how working together benefits entire communities. "It should never be what's best for a select few, it should be what's best for most of us," Hickman concluded. Senator Billy Hickman. Blake Williams. State Representative Lehman Franklin reflected on the long history of the Brooklet to Statesboro sewer project, noting that the idea has been in discussion for more than 20 years. "From my understanding, this started decades ago with the vision of leaders like a former city councilman who pushed for the effort to bring wastewater and sewer infrastructure to central downtown," Franklin said. He emphasized that the project began to take shape 2 years ago when the necessary funding was secured, crediting former Representative Jan Tankersley for her instrumental role in running the initiative. "When she secured those funds, it opened the floodgates to make this project a reality," Franklin added. Rep. Lehman Franklin. Blake Williams. "This didn't happen overnight, and it's not over yet," Franklin remarked, pointing out that there will be challenges ahead. "But this achievement lays the foundation for further growth and improvements to the standard of living in Brooklet." He concluded by expressing gratitude to everyone who contributed to the project, including the community, for their patience and support. Former State Representative Jan Tankersley shared her heartfelt reflections on the significance of the project and her connection to the community. "This is where I got started in public service," she said, noting her preference for being called a public servant rather than a politician. Tankersley praised the leadership of Brooklet's city council and past mayors for recognizing the community's need for a modern sewer system. "Growth is going to happen, whether we embrace it or not, but there are certain things we must do to improve the lives of our people. Going from septic to sewage just needs to happen," she explained. Former State Representative Jan Tankersley. Blake Williams. Tankersley acknowledged the challenges that come with such a significant infrastructure project, from aging pipes to the inconvenience of construction, but expressed confidence in the community's patience and understanding. She also credited Governor Brian Kemp and state legislators for their support, noting how collaboration between the House and Senate helped secure the necessary funding. "Governor Kemp and previous governors appreciate when delegations come together and agree on what a community needs," Tankersley said. Tankersley described the sewer project as her swan dive, a defining accomplishment that she is proud to leave as her legacy. "I'm retiring in this community, and I wouldn't choose to live anywhere else," she concluded, thanking the mayor, council, and current delegation for their ongoing commitment to Brooklet's progress. Bullitt County Commission Chairman David Bennett took the podium to share his enthusiasm for the project, despite having only been in office for 6 days at the time of his invitation to speak. "When I was asked to come up here, I thought, why do they want me here? I had nothing to do with this," he admitted with humor. While Bennett acknowledged that he couldn't take credit for the work leading up to the groundbreaking, he emphasized the project's significance for Brooklet's future. "This is going to improve the quality of life for the residents of Brooklet," he said. Board of Commissioners Chairman David Bennett. Blake Williams. Bennett framed the sewer project as part of the broader need for smart growth in Bullitt County. "We can continue to grow and just build houses all over the county, or we can build the infrastructure to support that growth," he explained. He praised the collaborative efforts between the governments of Statesboro and Brooklet as a model for how municipalities can work together to achieve shared goals. Statesboro Mayor Jonathan McCullough emphasized the importance of collaboration in building a stronger community. "This is what Bullitt County is all about, working together, building bridges, and ensuring that all of us have a great place to call home, where our lives are filled with quality," he remarked. He compared a community to an open hand, where unity is far stronger than division. "A closed fist will do far more damage than fingers working together," he explained. Statesboro Mayor Jonathan McCullough. Blake Williams. Calling the event a significant moment, McCullough said it reflects the values of the community. "This is holy ground because it represents something meaningful. We believe in God, we believe in each other, and we love each other," he stated. He reaffirmed Statesboro's commitment to supporting projects that strengthen relationships and serve the greater good. "At the end of the day, God's genius is woven into humanity, and we all play a part in the greater puzzle of learning, understanding, and we have to see Him in us," McCullough concluded. Wes Lee, representing Shockley Plumbing, the contractor for the sewer project, shared his perspective on the historic nature of the initiative and commended Brooklet's exceptional preparation. "When we first looked at this project, we were just going to bid on it to see how it turned out," Lee said. "But the more I thought about it and talked with the city, I realized just how historic and significant this project is, and I became more invested." He praised Brooklet for being the most prepared municipality his company has worked with in their 200-mile service radius. Shockley Plumbing's Wes Lee. Blake Williams. Lee highlighted the value of the public hearing held with Lane Street residents, which allowed his team to understand the community's concerns. "It's rare to have that level of communication and preparation. It made our job much easier," he noted. Lee also emphasized the collaborative effort between Brooklet, Statesboro, and Bullitt County, which motivated his company to be part of the project. "This joint effort showed us how ready everyone was to work together, and we're proud to contribute to something so significant," he added. Reflecting on his ties to the region, Lee shared how growing up in Jenkins County gave him an appreciation for Brooklet and its history. "Driving through Brooklet on Highway 80 has always felt like home, and it means a lot to be part of such a transformative project," he said. Lee reassured the community of Shockley Plumbing's commitment to excellence, promising open communication and high standards throughout the project. Brooklet City Manager Carter Crawford. Blake Williams. Statesboro-based Y-Delta is also heavily involved in the project. The project is being overseen by Brooklet City Engineer, Wesley Parker, and his company, Parker Engineering. Parker serves as city engineer on a part-time, contract basis. Brooklet City Manager Carter Crawford closed out the event with a prayer, and it led to the groundbreaking. The participants in the groundbreaking were Nikki Gwinnett, Mayor, Brooklet City Council, Wesley Parker, Parker Engineering, Billy Hickman, Senator, Jan Tankersley, former state representative, Lehman Franklin, state representative, Wes Lee, Shockley Plumbing, Jonathan McCaller, Mayor of Statesboro. David Bennett, Bullock County Commissioner Chairman. Lindsay Bachelor, Parker Engineering. Carter Crawford, Interim City Manager. Groundbreaking for the Statesboro Brooklet Sewer Project. Blake Williams.